1060 KGFX 103.1 FM, Pier, Fort Pier. Chuck Hansen with you on this Tuesday morning. It's time for People in the Neighborhood, brought to you by Becky Potsubas State Farm Insurance.
Who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
And today we have, well, it's going to be a big weekend. Of course, we have Oahe Days going on, but across the river in Fort Pier, the South Dakota High School Rodeo Finals going on. And Marty, you were the first one here. I think you were the first one here today, right?
No, actually, it wasn't. Ryan was the first one here.
Okay. She's the early bird.
She is, which is unusual for, well,
that, you know,
part of the generation.
Yes, but it is. But she, you know, she told me she wanted to be here early and be prepared and ready to go.
Be prepared. Well, we do have some questions for you, Ryan. So, okay. So don't worry about that, Ryan. Let's start you off. Now, you are in a whole mess of categories, aren't you? What did you qualify in for the state rodeo finals?
I qualified in the girls' cutting, reining cow horse, barrel racing, breakaway roping, pole bending, and team roping.
Okay, so you're in a few. How do you think you're going to do?
Hopefully good.
Yeah. We are, you know, and so those events going to be coming on. Of course, this is the 76th year of the High School State Rodeo Finals taking place. You like having them in Fort Pier?
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I get to go home and turn my horses out and get to see all my friends and then go home and sleep in my own bed.
There you go. That's always nice. Plus, you get the home crowd, too. So you get a lot of people coming from all over the place here. You make a lot of friends and stuff like this, or you got a pretty good network, like friends from other towns and stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely. Rodeo, like, because you see all the people from all over, like, every weekend, so you get to know everyone pretty well.
Okay, so what school do you attend?
I go to TF Riggs.
You go to TF Riggs and then your folks?
They went to...
Well, no, I'm saying, who are your folks?
Sorry. Sam and Sarah Shepik.
Okay, and who's taught you the most through all of this? Has your dad been kind of the one that's guided you along, or who's been the one that's really had an impact in what you're doing?
Yeah, probably my dad, because he's a horse trainer, and then he does, like, he's trained cutting cow horses and then helped me rope and all that.
Okay. How far back does this go for you? I mean, do you remember not being in rodeo at this point, or do you remember the first time you found out, hey, I like this?
Yeah, there was, like, little play days around here that I'd go to back when I was, like, 6 or 7, so I guess I've always been doing it, but...
No, that sounds like something that you really enjoy. What are your future plans?
I'm going to attend Sheridan College in Wyoming and compete on the rodeo team.
Okay, all right. Sounds like you got everything all mapped out.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. We really do, and I hope that you do really well in the events. What are the events that you're going to be in again?
Barrel racing, breakaway roping, pole bending, team roping, and cutting and cow horse.
Okay, so you use the same horse for everything else or different horses?
Different horses.
Okay, what horse do you get for barrel racing?
Winston.
Winston. And give me the history on Winston. What's Winston like?
He's 6 years old and he's fast. He's gray.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He's still learning a lot. I trained him a couple years ago, so he's still learning. But he's been really good this year, so.
Okay, great. Well, it was great talking with you, Ryan. And
thank you again.
We wish you the best of luck once again in the rodeo finals this weekend. So we're going to talk with, who gets this one, Amy or Ann? I get both of them today. Who's going to talk?
Both.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now you guys are the secretaries, and the way it sounds is, Ann, you're going to be passing the torch on to Amy with a lot of this stuff. Tell us your history with this and how long you've been doing it. Sounds like you've been doing it for a while, and how rewarding has it been for you?
This fall will be my 20th year with High School Rodeo. And, yes, we've hired Amy on, and she's doing a great job. I'm just here as needed this year. Also the treasurer, and I get to time at the rodeo, which I'm excited about. Rewarding, I can't think of a better group of people, a better group of kids. We really produce some great athletes and just some really good adults in high school rodeo.
Well, that's great. Now, Amy, who talked you into this?
Into the radio or into the job?
Well, going into the job, first of all. We can talk about the radio part later, but yeah.
I really love my time in high school rodeo, mm-hmm. and so I've always loved to give back to the sport itself, and so this just seemed like a really good avenue, and I enjoy this kind of work, so it all kind of came together.
It's a lot of fun, and what I love the most about these kids, too, is they're just so respectful. They're not the typical kids out there. They are a good bunch of kids that we have taking part in rodeo.
Yeah, rodeo is a totally different way of life, I think. I mean, we go to a rodeo, and it feels like it's a whole family. It's not us out there trying to compete against. We're all cheering for each other. I mean, we all want to win, but at the end of the day, we all want to see everyone's highs and lows, too.
All right. Well, guys, we really appreciate you stopping by and talking with us. I guess before we let you go, we're going to talk about, and I'm not sure who's going to be the one that's going to answer this, but there's other events that are involved in this other than rodeo. There's trap shooting, right? Is that right? Or what's...
Right. There's trap shooting and rifle shooting, and that takes place out at the Willow Creek Recreation Area. Mm-hmm. That takes place on Thursday and Friday. There's also a queen contest, which will actually start today. Cutting and rein cow horse starts today through tomorrow, and... Short go is tomorrow night, and then the rodeo performances are Thursday, Friday, with a short go Saturday. By Sunday, we'll have our national team to represent in Rock Springs in July.
Okay, and you guys have a lot of stuff, too. When you get to the Casey Tibbs Arena and stuff like that at the Stanley County Fairgrounds, we have vendors and all of that. So who can talk a little bit more about the vendors that we're going to have involved in this one?
Well, we have a lot of fun shopping things, from coffee to clothing to cowboy hats. It's really fun to see the different vendors come from all over the state, in different states even. And so we have that, and we'll have a fun event for the kids on Saturday, a dodgeball for the contestants on Saturday with a dodgeball and volleyball tournament. And they get to do a cowboy prom on Friday night, and so it's kind of fun for the whole family.
It is kind of fun, and you can take part in all of that stuff and be a part of this. Am I missing anything? Is there anything else that you guys want to touch on that I'm missing at all?
Nope. The only thing I want to touch on is what you talked about, of how great of kids and family there truly is. I'm not biased, but I am. This is some of the best kids around as far as... not just athletics, but just genuine good kids. They're really becoming, excuse me, great adults. And we really enjoy them. We really, really, it's very grueling. You know, our region started 2 weeks ago on the 6th of June. And here we are the 16th of June. Mm-hmm. And this is our state finals already. So our points start on Friday the 6th. And it's fast and it's furious. And these kids really, they do well under pressure. And it's just wonderful to deal with them. And it's, I don't know, it's a lot. And it's, and we always talk about that, of how it's such a quick program. Mm-hmm. But we wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, these kids handle it, and they smile, and we go on from there.
A lot of it doing it just for the love of the whole thing. So it's basically what you're saying is your postseason's a lot shorter than the NBA.
Oh, by far. By far.
That lasts for months.
By far.
So, okay, so and I have one more question for you. And we are obviously contracted to Fort Pier. How much longer, how much longer is the contract for the Fort Pier? Do you remember?
We were just talking about this.
Two more years after this year.
Yes.
Two more years?
So for sure through 27.
Yep. For sure through 27, and then Fort Pier gets it again, right?
Then it will be
up for bid again. Awesome. Well, we love having it over there. I tell you what, it is so great. Like this weekend, we have so much to do, and the businesses in town appreciate you guys so much. I know of one that appreciates you a whole lot.
We really enjoy it, too. You know, we talk about, like, the grandmas and grandpas. I mean, it's the center of the state, so they can come and watch them. You know, it's a little easier for them to everybody to make it mm-hmm. across the whole state to come through it here.
All right. Well, again, going on at the Casey Tibbs Arena at the Stanley County Fairgrounds, the South Dakota High School Rodeo Finals, going to be going on this weekend. Where can somebody get more information if they want it?
You can go to sdhsra.com, and there's a schedule of events there, and you can check out times. And for tickets, you can just come to the arena, and we sell tickets before the performances.
Okay, and how much are tickets? I thought that was a safe question. I'm sorry. I thought that was a safe question.
It was a safe question.
It's a $10 day pass.
$10 day pass. That's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. So thanks for coming in, guys, and we appreciate you being part of our morning show this morning. And if we've covered everything, we'll move on and let you guys get to work, because I imagine it's going to be a pretty busy weekend.
It is a busy week, yes. And thank you guys for taking time to cover the kids here.
No problem at all. And that is People in the Neighborhood, brought to you by Potsdamus State Farm. For over 100 years, State Farm Insurance has been there to help whenever you need them. The team at Potsdamus State Farm is your central South Dakota good neighbor. While technology may have changed, you can always expect top-notch customer service from Potsdamus State Farm. They'll take care of your insurance and financial needs, where good neighbor service is their continued priority. Potsdamus State Farm Insurance, with offices in Pierre and Gregory.